now.
The rest of the story. Prior to 1884, hardly anybody in Europe had ever heard of the drug cocaine. By 1886, alarm over addiction and toxic overdose was sweeping not only the continent, but the world. Now, what happened during those intervening 2 years? It was not what, it was who. It was one man. One man who virtually single-handed hooked an unsuspecting public on snow. Dr. Feelgood. No, that's my nickname for him. In the 19th century, it took a long time for a doctor to establish himself, 5, maybe 10 years before a private practice started paying off. But one young doctor was too eager. He wanted to get married, so he sought a shortcut. He decided that he'd make an important scientific discovery and become famous. And then, with patients flocking to him from far and wide, he could rear a family in financial security. He was a young man in a hurry, Dr. Feelgood. In the spring of 1884, he read an article on a little-known alkaloid, cocaine. He learned that it was a derivative of coca leaves, that certain Indian tribes chewed those leaves to produce greater physical strength. As he read the article, the young physician, the young one who wanted so desperately, you know, to get rich and famous, decided that he would do so through the pioneer research of cocaine. He procured a gram of the rare chemical, divided the gram into 20ths, and consumed one of the portions himself. Immediately, the young doctor, who'd been in a rather dismal mood to begin with, became cheerful. Very cheerful. And of all of the apparent benefits he subsequently discovered, increased stamina, improved digestion, topical anesthesia, he was most impressed with that marvelous sense of well-being that he got from cocaine. He published a medical essay in which he described his findings. To all who would listen, he unequivocally praised cocaine as a magical substance. He lavished considerable quantities on his colleagues for their patients, and on his family and on his friends for their health, he said. He even kept his fiancée supplied, insisting that she would be no match for, this is a quote, for a big wild man who has cocaine in his body, meaning himself. As months passed, reports of widespread addiction reached his ears. These claims he denounced as slanderous, protesting that cocaine was utterly harmless. After all, he took the drug regularly. He had observed nothing but positive effects. He had not considered that reactions to the drug might vary. No, people had to start dying before he realized the truth. And one of those who died, overdosed on cocaine, was his best friend. The young doctor's shortcut to riches and fame was a dead end. He would be called a public menace. He would be blamed for having unleashed the third scourge of humanity. Surely, said many, he was finished as a physician. Well, ironically, this same fellow, who at 28 declared cocaine non-addictive, was almost 40 before he stopped using it. We do know that he ultimately regretted the entire episode. Do you suppose, Dan, that he felt he owed the world a safe prescription for happiness? Well, the doctor who first told his patients that things go better with coke, the self-described big wild man who tried to toot the whole planet, was Sigmund Freud. Now you know the rest of the story.